This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, June 12th, 2014. I'm Christina Karnatz.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. The KUAF Summer Jazz Series welcomes the jazz fusion group The Yellow Jackets Saturday, June 21st at the Eureka Springs City Auditorium. As part of the 16th annual series, the Grammy Award-winning Yellow Jackets will perform their high-energy mix of jazz, funk, and blues. The Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society presents the Summer Jazz Series. Tickets available online at theod.org.
The 64th annual Opera in the Ozarks is June 20th to July 18th at Inspiration Point near Eureka Springs. The 2014 productions include Into the Woods, Cozy Fan Tutte, Johnny Skike, and Soir Angelica. Performances will be held at the Arend Arts Center in Bentonville June 29th and July 6th, 11th, and 14th. Tickets and more information available at opera.org.
Ahead on Ozarks at Large, the names of some publications, like Time or Southern Living, give readers a literal idea as to what's written on their pages. But what about 3W or Due South? We look at the thought behind some of the names of a few of the magazines published in our region.
Plus, Kyle talks to Roby Brock about the repercussions of Tuesday's primary runoff elections. But first, according to a report released yesterday, Arkansas has the highest percentage of workers in the nation that would be affected by raising the minimum wage. The nonprofit group Oxfam America says that raising the federal minimum wage to $10.10 an hour would help more than 25% of workers. But UALR economist Michael Packow argues a uniform nationwide increase doesn't account for regional variances.
The most expensive places to live are places like Washington, D.C., New York, California. Those are also the places with the highest average wages. Arkansas is one of the lowest wage states in the nation, but it's also among the lowest cost of living states in the nation. So part of those differences tend to level things out.
Oxfam America President Raymond Offenheiser says the proposed federal increase to $10.10 an hour is based on what the wage's peak real value would be if it kept up with the cost of living since 1968. Offenheiser says it makes sense even with regional differences.
There's very few areas in the country where a minimum wage worker can afford a two-bedroom apartment, whether it's in, you know, in New York or it's in Arkansas. And what I think the Federal Reserve has commented on is that there's very little evidence that a uniform federal minimum wage applied across states with differential cost of living is actually going to have an inflationary effect.
The report suggests that three of Arkansas's four congressional districts are among the top 25 in the country that would be impacted. Workers in the 4th Congressional District would be particularly affected by any change in the minimum wage. Overall, the district has the 7th highest concentration of low-wage workers and the 4th highest concentration of low-wage female workers in the nation.
The city of Springdale will soon begin work on a new mountain bike trail after the city council accepted a grant for the project this week. Patty Christie, the city's planning director, says the 2 to 3 mile trail will be built near North Silent Grove Road. She says the trail wouldn't be moving forward without substantial support through the matching grant from the Walton Family Foundation.
The grant is for $825,051. It is to be matched with the same amount from the city. $501,254 of that is actually the value of the land that was purchased by Springdale Water Utilities a few years ago, and that is going to be deeded to the city to use for the mountain bike trail. So, and then the actual cash that the city of Springdale has to put up is $323,797, which makes a total project of $1,650,102.
The soft surface trail, which will be the first mountain bike trail in the city, will be connected via a paved trail to the Lake Springdale Trailhead and the Razorback Regional Greenway. Christie says construction is moving forward on both sections of the greenway that run through the city of Springdale.
If you start at Lake Fayetteville on the south and coming up Powell Street to downtown Springdale, that one's under construction. The other portion, which starts at Johnson Road and goes north up to Lake Springdale, is under construction. And the one around north of Lake Springdale up to and going underneath 540 at Apple Blossom, it's getting close to being substantially complete. The section through downtown, we're in the process of having asbestos removed from the buildings and hope to go to construction on it as part in August. But it wasn't part of the federally funded grant.
Christie says part of the trail is being funded as part of the larger downtown revitalization project.
Earlier this week, Main Street, Arkansas announced that Fayetteville has joined the growing list of cities that are part of the Arkansas Downtown Network. Greg Phillips, the director of Main Street Arkansas, says what that means is that any businesses or building owners in the designated downtown area are eligible to receive free assistance from the statewide Main Street program.
So let's say if there's a property owner or building owner that needs help with his or her building, whether it's just suggestions about a new awning or there's some issues with the building, they're wanting to replace windows and they need help with that, we have people that can go in and consult with those folks and help them in those situations, even do facade renderings to show what the building could look like. Our interior designer can do AutoCAD drawings. So if there's a vacancy and someone is wanting to put a business in but needs help with the layout of the business, particularly, let's say, a restaurant or some sort of office space, she can do that, and it's all free of charge to those people.
Phillips says while both Downtown Network and Main Street programs throughout the state receive technical assistance from Main Street Arkansas, there are a couple of differences between the two types of organizations.
All of our certified Main Street cities are 501c3 organizations and have either full-time or part-time staffing with a board of directors and a required set budget. Our Arkansas Downtown Network cities, we do not require them to have as large of a budget. We do not require them to have paid staff, although some of them do because they have seen the necessity and the importance of that. And then the other differentiation is our Arkansas Downtown Network cities are not eligible for any Main Street grants, just our Main Street cities.
With the new Fayetteville Downtown Network, the city joins cities like Fort Smith, Heber Springs, and Clarksville that are already a part of the Arkansas Downtown Network.
Tyson Foods was recently cited for a wastewater violation from the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. According to thecitywire.com, the department cited Tyson in connection with the improper disposal of a feed additive that resulted in a fish kill along a six-mile stretch of Clear Creek in Monette. Tyson reportedly received a shipment of wastewater containing the liquid animal feed supplement Alamet from another company facility in Aurora, Missouri. Tyson pretreated the wastewater at its own facility and later discharged the water to the city of Monette's sewer system, which in turn caused operational problems at the city's wastewater facility. Those problems led to a discharge into a tributary of Clear Creek by the Monette Municipal Wastewater Treatment Facility. The city was also cited by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources for failing to operate and maintain facilities in compliance with the Missouri Clean Water Law.
Bella Vista has again been ranked as one of the top places to live. USA Today recently listed the city of more than 26,000 residents as one of the nation's top retirement destinations, along with other burgs like Blacksburg, Virginia, and downtown Knoxville, Tennessee.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals will try to rebound from a 1-0 loss at Springfield last night with another game against the Cardinals in Missouri tonight. The Nats return to Arvest Ballpark in Springdale Sunday night.
A former Arkansas Razorback pitcher continues to put together a spectacular season for the Houston Astros. Last night, Dallas Keuchel earned his 8th win of the season for Houston, pitching them past Arizona 5-1. He's 8-3 for Houston with an ERA of 2.38.
Mostly cloudy tonight. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows from 57 in northwest Arkansas to around 63 for the Arkansas River Valley. Sunshine tomorrow. Highs from the upper 70s to lower 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows from 58 to 63.